Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So you've sent us a really comprehensive investment analysis on, well, one of the most talked about tokens in the Web3 space right now, Gala or JLA. This is a deep dive specifically into the world of play-to-earn gaming.
Yeah, that whole P2E space.
We're looking at how this platform aims to, revolutionize the player experience
Oh, well.
while navigating some massive systemic risks.
Right. And our mission here is pretty clear. We're here to provide you with that essential
To
balance.
cut through the noise.
Exactly. We're not just going to list features. We need to drill down into the core promise, that whole idea of true player ownership.
Right, the philosophy behind it.
But then immediately contrast that with the structural, the tokenomic, and the competitive risks that are all laid out in this analysis.
So we're giving equal weight to the why invest and the key concerns sections.
We have to. So you leave here with a complete balanced picture of the landscape.
That balance is critical, especially because, this analysis makes it pretty clear. Web3 gaming is arguably the highest risk, highest reward sector in crypto.
No question.
Okay, so let's jump right in. The fundamental appeal. Investing in GLA is really, at its heart, a long-term bet on the growth of the whole P2E sector, and specifically on this idea that players should genuinely own their digital experiences. So here's where it gets really interesting. What is this philosophical shift Gala is trying to drive?
The shift is it's a total one, really. Gala Games is pioneering what they call true player ownership.
And what does that mean in practice?
It means giving users actual verifiable ownership of their in-game items, their characters, all of it.
All of the NFTs, I assume.
Exactly, as non-fungible tokens. And this is a very deliberate move away from the closed, centralized models of, the traditional gaming
Where
giants.
you just license the game, you don't own anything in it.
You own nothing. And that ownership model is what drives the token's utility.
Yeah.
JLA is engineered to be the functional currency of this whole ecosystem. It's used to pay for those NFT assets. It covers license costs for operating nodes. And this is crucial, it's the way rewards are distributed back to players in the community.
So it's a direct linkage.
A direct linkage. The token's demand is fundamentally tied to how healthy and popular the games on the platform are.
That sounds like a beautifully clean feedback loop. Popular games drive JLA utility that drives demand, which then funds more game development.
In theory, yes.
But what happens when that theory breaks? Does the analysis specify what could break that loop, like a game failure or a regulatory shock?
That's a sharp question, and the analysis hits it through the lens of risk.
Meh.
The main thing that breaks the loop is just failure to deliver good content.
The games have to be fun.
The games have to be fun. If users don't show up, they don't buy or trade NFTs, the utility just drops to zero no matter how clean the tokenomics are. That reliance on hits is a huge vulnerability.
Right. Which brings us to execution. If ownership is the philosophy, what technical choices did Gala have to make to actually deliver that at scale? Because we all know gas fees and slow transactions have just plagued early crypto gaming.
They realized very quickly they couldn't build this on general purpose blockchains alone.
It's just too slow, too expensive.
Way too slow. So their big structural move was developing their own proprietary tech, GalaChain.
And this isn't just some side project.
No, the analysis describes it as a dedicated high-performance blockchain custom-built for gaming. It's designed specifically to eliminate those high gas fees and scaling problems you see on Layer 1 networks.
All those little microtransactions.
Exactly. Gaming means thousands of high-frequency microtransactions a minute, opening loot boxes, crafting items. GalaChain aims to handle that massive throughput cost-effectively.
To make it feel more like a traditional game.
A much smoother user experience. Yeah, they're essentially taking control of the entire tech stack.
And this is all supported by their decentralization model, right? The founders' nodes.
Precisely. These nodes are operated by community members, and they perform that essential function of verifying transactions, securing GalaChain.
So it keeps it decentralized while rewarding the community.
It does. But this is where the tension starts to show up.
Okay.
Because those node operators, they're rewarded with newly minted GLA and NFTs. And while that creates strong community alignment, rewarding decentralization inherently leads to inflationary pressure on the token supply.
So that's the first hint of that tokenomic tightrope walk we need to talk about.
It is. You're rewarding the core principle, but you might be penalizing token stability in the process.
Fascinating. So moving on to the product itself. A strong community is great, but you need something great to play. The analysis really emphasizes their portfolio strategy.
Absolutely. Gala has strategically built out a very expansive and diverse pipeline of games.
Not just one genre.
No, it's across MMOs, strategies, survival games, high production value titles. And the strategic genius here, as the analysis points out, is their focus on partnership.
Right. They bring in established developers.
They collaborate with industry veterans who have decades of experience building AAA titles. This variety and talent pool just increases the statistical chance of producing a genuine breakout hit.
A blockbuster.
You need the blockbusters to drive that large-scale utility and consistent demand for Guilei. So they've got the tech, the community, and the pipeline all aimed at capturing that mainstream gamer.
That makes a very compelling case for the upside. They've built their own highway and are trying to fill it with Ferraris.
A good way to put it.
But, as the source material makes terrifyingly clear, in crypto, and especially in gaming, where there's immense promise, there's usually immense risk. And the analysis pivots very sharply here.
It does. The first major headwind is just the brutally competitive environment.
It's not an empty field.
Far from it. The Web3 gaming sector is getting saturated fast. Gala has to compete against dedicated platforms like Immutable X and Ronin, who've already carved out their own niches.
But the threat isn't just from other Web3 projects, is it?
Not at all. And arguably, the greater long-term threat comes from the centralized industry giants.
You mean like Epic Games or Steam?
Imagine if Steam decides to fully integrate NFT functionality into its platform overnight. They already have user bases in the hundreds of millions. They could make it incredibly difficult for Gala to gain any mainstream mindshare.
Wow, okay. That's the external landscape. Now for the internal risk, the tokenomics, this is what gives a lot of investors pause. We mentioned the inflationary pressure from node rewards. The analysis points out JL had a complex and, historically, a highly inflationary issuance schedule.
And that history is a critical point of concern. High inflation, if it isn't balanced by utility growth, is just persistent selling pressure.
So what did they do about it?
Well, the team acknowledged it and implemented significant adjustments. They moved to JL V2.
What did that change?
The shift to V2 was about moving to a model with predictable limits. They put in a planned halving mechanism on the daily JL distribution, sort of like Bitcoin's supply shock idea.
Okay, to slow down the minting.
And they integrated a burn mechanism where a portion of transaction fees and purchases within the ecosystem are permanently removed from circulation. The goal is to cap that inflation and maybe even make the token deflationary if adoption keeps up.
So it's a race. They have to increase adoption and the burn rate faster than the capped inflation rate. That really is a tokenomic tightrope.
It is. If game adoption stalls, those inflation risks immediately become dominant again.
And speaking of stalling, the whole system relies on the quality of the games themselves. Game development risk.
Absolutely. The success of Gala is inherently tied to its individual game titles. An investment in Gala is a bet that its partners can produce genuine, high quality, and crucially, fun games.
Games that attract non-crypto audiences.
That's the key. If the pipeline fails to deliver breakout hits, the utility and demand for Gala just suffers immensely. It invalidates the entire model.
And on top of that, there's the security environment.
We can't ignore it. The source material highlights that Gala has unfortunately faced significant security issues in the past.
Right, there was that high-profile security event.
A breach that impacted the token's liquidity pool on a decentralized exchange. It's a visceral reminder that the security of smart contracts and cross-chain bridges is an ongoing systemic risk.
So that's filed under unavoidable crypto risk.
It's unavoidable risk that requires constant vigilance. Any future compromise could lead to a sudden liquidity crisis and just erode confidence in the whole model overnight.
That's a heavy list.
Yeah.
Technical, market, security challenges. And finally, the big one you can't control, regulatory headwinds.
This is the big unknown variable, and you could argue the most dangerous.
The Wild West.
It's a place where the sheriff hasn't even been elected yet. Governments are watching P2E very closely. They could impose significant regulations or taxes on in-game NFTs on token rewards.
And if they decide these are taxable income or even securities,
it could fundamentally impact the economic viability and just undermine the mass appeal of the whole platform. That uncertainty is the deepest enemy of investment.
So to synthesize this for you, Guilei presents this ambitious, groundbreaking vision of decentralized player ownership.
Right.
It's backed by proprietary infrastructure, like Gala Chain, that aims to solve core scaling problems. And that is an exciting prospect.
It is. However, that ambition is simultaneously exposed to a gauntlet of risks.
Massive competition from both decentralized and centralized titans.
Delicate tokenomic complexity from its history of high inflation.
The inherent risk of actually producing hit games.
And the unavoidable challenge of maintaining high security in a multi-chain world. It is a very high-stakes ecosystem.
Well, thank you for sharing your sources for this deep dive. It really shows just how many layers there are to analyzing a project like this. And brings us to our final provocative thought, which builds right on that regulatory point you made. Given the evolving rules, the biggest factor determining Galay's long-term success might not be the quality of its games or even the efficiency of Galachain. It might be which major regulatory jurisdiction, the U.S., the EU, maybe an Asian hub, decides to fully embrace or fundamentally reject the P2E economic model first. That single legal decision could make the regulatory landscape as critical to monitor as the game development pipeline itself. What stands out to you when you consider that balance?